Officials from ExxonMobil and local leaders walked reporters through the neighborhood as workers in yellow hazmat suits continued the cleanup. Faulkner County Judge Alan Dodson is among those overseeing it.
All right, so here we are at the scene of the rupture. In the background, you'll see the site. It's in the general vicinity of the orange tape, and you'll see workers excavating oil-soaked soil.
He says more than 1,000 cubic yards of contaminated soil has been removed. Karen Tyrone, vice president for the ExxonMobil Pipeline Company, says they haven't yet removed soil above where the Pegasus pipeline ruptured.
It is important that we do that right so that the investigation yields all the information. So we work very closely with the Department of Transportation. That's not holding us up. We've developed procedures, they're reviewing those, and in fact, they have someone on site with us all the time, which really facilitates us moving forward. We are starting to put things in place in the pipe so that we can evacuate the remaining oil that's sitting in the pipe so that we can safely excavate it and then remove it.
Residents of the 22 homes in the upscale neighborhood are still only being allowed brief visits back to pick up needed supplies. Jennifer Whittington lives across the street from where the rupture occurred. While stopping by Sunday with her young daughter, she recalled what it sounded like.
I was here and I heard something. It was a big pop or a loud bang sound, and I didn't think anything about it. And I actually left to go, about 5 minutes later, I left to go pick her from school, and I pull out and I see the river of oil, and we just went from there. Called my husband and said, you need to come home, and we just started doing what we had to do.
She said the neighborhood definitely looks better now, but still has a lot of concerns.
Just about the safety of my kids when we come back, the long-term effects of that. And Exxon's been great up to this point, but there's still lots of unanswered questions out there that I'm sure everybody's aware of.
This week, officials hope to begin letting residents come back to stay, starting with homes furthest from the rupture. Concern from many in the area is whether ExxonMobil has too much control over the cleanup. To that, County Judge Dodson pointed to an ID on his chest.
You see this title, this is Local On-Scene Commander. I'm one of four that make up a unified command, and none of this activity happens without my authorization and the authorization of three others, one of which is Exxon. You know, a plan is submitted to us for each planning cycle, each operational period. We review that. We either send it back with edits or we approve it as is.
Another concern has been the lack of media access to the site. Last week, reporters following Attorney General Dustin McDaniel were kicked out of the neighborhood as he and a team from his office investigated. The FAA also declared a no-fly zone over the area, preventing TV helicopters from observing the work before that was rescinded Friday. As she walked reporters through the neighborhood Sunday, Karen Tyrone with ExxonMobil said it was about safety.
There was not an intent to not give you information, but to actually bring you in like this, we really wanted to make sure it was safe. And we want to get our message out. I mean, we want people to know what we're doing. We want to answer those questions about getting the oil out. We want you to see how they're doing it. I mean, these are people's homes.
County Judge Dodson.
We're trying awfully hard. And yeah, I think it's been... I don't want to say you're never satisfied, but I think the progress has been good, and I can't imagine that it could have been done any faster than what it's been done, not safely.
Meanwhile, the Attorney General's office has set a deadline of Wednesday for initial documents related to the spill to be turned over to his office. The official for ExxonMobil says the company will provide that information so that an appropriate state investigation can be conducted. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.